That was a good show they had, wasn't it?
Oh, Moore and Kirby never miss.
So the idea is never miss them.
Or us.
Oh, don't miss us either, folks.
You want to commence, Rosie?
Thank you.
Love and affection. I need an awful lot of love and affection. You gotta shower me with love and affection before I give my heart away. I wanna know that you love me, and if you do, you gotta show that you love me. I'll follow anywhere you go if you love me, and I will give my heart away. I'm just a plain Jane, honey. I don't go for trinkets and such. Save your money. Trinkets are nice, but they can't ever take the place of love and affection. Just keep your kisses coming in my direction, and in return I'll give my love and affection to no one else but you. Just a plain Jane, honey. I don't go for trinkets and such. Save your money. Trinkets are nice, but they can't ever take the place of love and affection. Just keep your kisses coming in my direction, and in return I'll give my love and affection to no one else but.
You know, I'm happy to report that out here in Los Angeles, and elsewhere about the country too, I imagine, all the little baby chicks and ducklings and rabbits that are being sold for pets are going to have a very happy Easter, because it's now against the law to dye them all sorts of colors.
Yes, I've noticed that all the little pets, rabbits, ducks, and so forth, are all in their natural colors.
That's right. You have to take them au naturel. You can't get them in wild colors like you used to.
I think it's wonderful. It's certainly not good for those little fellas and girls to be dyed anyway. And they were beginning to color up Easter pets like they do Christmas trees.
Right. I think it's a good law. Because after all, these little birds and animals, they're pets. And pets should be treated like pals. And you don't dip a pal into a big vat of dye. So, you know, it's not good for them.
No. Oh, say, speaking of Christmas trees and laws, personally, I'm in favor of a law against dyeing Christmas trees.
Oh, so. You're just for the plain green Christmas tree?
Oh, that's right, the natural Christmas tree.
Oh, Ken, if people want to live it up with their Christmas tree, let them go, I say. If they want a plaid tree or a cerise tree, let them have it.
Well, maybe a dyed tree is all right, but, well, personally, I'm just old-fashioned about it.
Really appears to me, you know, thinking about it, that most men are old-fashioned when it comes to Christmas trees. It's really the women who've had a great influence on the dyeing of Christmas trees. All these wild colors.
How do you figure that?
Well, women are very dye conscious, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
So do I. You mean in the hair department, of course.
Yeah, they like weird, wild-colored hair, and I suppose some of that reflects into the Christmas tree market. Some women will buy a blue tree to match her blue hair, or a lavender tree to match her lavender hair.
Could be. I do know all the girls do like a little change in their hair colors now and then. Nothing's ever going to change us.
Not even a law?
A law against changing of women's hair just wouldn't work.
Oh, I suppose it'd be a bigger flop than prohibition. Oh, yeah, there'd be bootleg beauty parlors doing hair jobs late at night, going underground. You go down and get your brindle thing there. There's no way to stop women from dyeing their hair. And there's no way to stop people from buying colored Christmas trees, but there is some way to stop people from dyeing little harmless, loving animals and birds. That's what's happened out here in California, so our Easter pets will be just the way the good Lord intended them. And I hope that this will be true clear across the country. So happy, happy Easter to one and all, people, pets, everybody.
I want you. Oh, my, do I. Honey, indeed I do. Do I need you? Oh, my, do I. Honey, indeed I do. I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging around you. Do I love you? Oh, my, do I. Honey, indeed I do.
Moment here now, and a moment which should prove highly profitable to you, I really feel.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear and get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment.
With the biggest little treat in all the land.
Get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, the word spearmint cannot be trademarked, so there are many spearmint gums on the market. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley spearmint, look for the spear on the package. It is the Wrigley trademark. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it is the Wrigley trademark and is your guarantee of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
And now, here's Buddy Cole, a very handy man around the piano, pipe organ. I mean, he's handy with both hands. Buddy leads his cohorts through the swamp now with his own arrangement of Chloe. Very interesting. Boys, Chloe's a grand girl. I hope you find her one of these days.
Can a Chantuzzi elbow in here now?
By all means.
Grab a mic, Rose.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh, no. It's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me if you only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight and to feel in the night the nearness of you.
Say, Bing, would you care to step outside and do some singing in the rain?
Yes, but if I get the sniffles, you're going to buy me a toddy, won't you?
Singing in the rain.
What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again.
I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love.
Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain. I've a smile on my face.
I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, just singing in the rain.
Why am I smiling and why do I sing?
Why is December just as sunny as spring?
Why do I get up each morning to start with joy in my heart?
Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life full of you.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love.
Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain. Got a great big smile on my face.
I walk down the lane,
walk it, sister,
a happy refrain
and singing, just singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain. This is the Friday before Easter, Good Friday.
and the most significant religious holiday to many, many people.
You know, Bing, also Good Friday is a day to kind of, well, relax and think things over. The securities and stock markets are closed in a lot of places.
I think that's a good idea.
And another thing, Bing, judges are inclined to be very liberal today. If anyone comes up before a judge today, they're liable to get a suspended sentence because it's Good Friday.
Mm-hmm. I know lots of judges are very lenient today. It's a good idea, too, I think. You know, there was a library in New Jersey once I read about, and they granted amnesty to all holders of overdue books. Just bring the book back to the library. It was a day of forgiveness if you brought it back on Good Friday.
Nice. Well, I think it's very nice that this attitude of forgiveness prevails on this day, and it might be a good day for all of us to do someone a favor.
It might indeed.
Of course, by doing someone else a favor, we do ourselves a favor. Now, isn't that a fair deal? A little reminder for the weekend now, friends. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday. The feeling that I get is heavenly. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday, for it's the day that brings you close to me. We walk hand in hand, proud that we can share that certain feeling in our hearts that's just beyond compare. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday. When I'm on my way to church with you, feeling in our hearts that's just beyond compare. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday. When I'm on my way to church with you, Rosie and I are going to stroll along now, folks.
But we'll return Monday, same time, same station.
Have a good weekend, and we'll see you Monday.
Does anything travel faster than a rumor? Yes. Factual, accurate, complete, expanded CBS News travels with the speed of sound. CBS News is always at the source, anywhere in the world. Reporting the news and sending it instantly through NetAlert to all CBS radio network stations. Hourly, on the hour, weekday expanded CBS News, combined with this station's local reports, gives you quickly, accurately, the complete news picture of the world, the nation, and the community.